راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The role of the Prophet's wives in disseminating his teachings. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely follow their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In this episode, we would like to continue to share with you what was the role of the Prophet's wives in disseminating his teachings. Abu Dawood, in his book of Sunan, hadith number 2146, and Ibn Majah, also in his book of Sunan, hadith number 1985, and other reporters of hadith reported that a man of the companions of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, named Iyas bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, related that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "Don't beat in an abusing manner the female slave servants of Allah." Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, upon hearing this hadith, came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and said, "O Messenger of Allah, Muslim wives are becoming careless about their duties and obedience of their husbands. What should the husbands do in such case?" Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, posed, "If this is the case, husbands may, without any abuse or overdoing it, discipline their wives fairly based on this change order. Men resume disciplining their wives fairly." In the following few days, several incidents were reported to the wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about husbands disciplining their wives. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in turn, reported such incidents that the wives of the Prophet reported to Allah's Messenger the cases reported to them, who delivered a message saying, "Several incidents were reported to the household of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, complaining about husbands unfairly disciplining their wives. I declare that such husbands are not amongst the best of you." This incident illustrates how instrumental were the wives in the households of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to remove any injustice they learned about. The action which was brought to the attention of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and his immediate reaction towards it indicates how serious and sensitive Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was towards outlawing any unfair treatment to others when they are brought to his attention. In fact, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, stopped all acts of oppression and injustice caused unfairly to others. Furthermore, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, described unfair husbands who are unfairly abusing their wives to be not amongst the best individuals of Muslims. Throughout the seerah the biography of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and his household, we notice that Allah's Messenger's wife and household members, may Allah be pleased with them all, were extremely instrumental and effective in disseminating information concerning women's affairs, issues, personal women's hygiene, and the like. This reflects the level of bashfulness and modesty Muslim women were during the golden age of Islam, and to what level the deterioration of the moralities had reached nowadays. Muslim reported in his book, Hadith number 331, that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related that Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, passed verdicts to women who asked about total ablution after intercourse or after menstruation or birth confinement to unbraid their hair braids and wash their hair in order to take a complete bath. Why doesn't he, in addition to this, orders these women to shave their head or their hair bald as well? I, Aisha, bathed along with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, from the same pot. I only poured 3 water servings over my braided hair and no more than this. In fact, Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, confirmed the same verdict of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, concerning the braided woman's hair while taking a complete ablution. Abu Dawud, in his book of Sunan, Hadith number 330, reported that Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, related that I asked Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, O Prophet of Allah, I braid my hair tightly. Should I unbraid it when I take a total ablution bath after intercourse and or menstruation? Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, replied, no, you do not need to untie your braids. It suffices you to pour 3 water servings over your head while the braids are tied. Afterwards, you can pour water over the rest of your body. This way, you would complete your full ablution. Bukhari reported in his book, Hadith number 321, and Muslim reported in his book, Hadith number 335, both related of a woman named Mu'adha, daughter of Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with her, that a woman asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, should we make up the prayers which we miss during menstruation or birth confinement? Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, wondered, what type of a woman are you? We had our menses while in the household of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, while he was alive. And we were never commanded to make up the prayers we miss due to menses. We were only commanded to make up the fasting days we missed due to menses or birth confinement. But we were never commanded to make up the prayers we missed because of that. Moreover, many women companions often asked Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, wives, in his household for verdicts about matters they faced, especially concerning women's hygiene, female cleanliness, or of menstruation, and after childbirth confinement. Such questions were directed to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, or other wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, for proper answers. Imam Bukhari, in his book, Hadith number 300, reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, received the questions from Muslim women concerning menstruation. Women sent a piece of cotton with a light trace of yellow color, asking whether they can pray after menses. She would advise them, "Wait until you are totally clear of menses, then resume praying as normal." In fact, Allah's Messenger's wife, peace be upon him, reported many aspects of the Prophet's guidance and practices at home with his household and various family members. For instance, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, as in Muslim Hadith 300, "I used to drink off a pot while I was in my menses period, then hand on the pot to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who in turn placed his mouth on the same spot of mine and drink of the pot itself. I also used to eat a portion of the meat on the bone and pass it on to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who in turn ate of the same piece of meat and from the same spot as well." Such a practice illustrates how kind is Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, towards his household and family members. It is customary to the Jews, for instance, in the Arabian Peninsula, to avoid at all cost sitting with their wives or even eating with them while women are in their menstruation period. In fact, the practice of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, prompted the Jews to comment as follows: "This man want to differ with us in every practice we do." And that what he really did. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. Furthermore, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, illustrated that the various activities which Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, did while at home. She, may Allah be pleased with her, reported his voluntary prayers, the time he offered prayers during the night, and many other great aspects of the daily behavior that the Prophet, peace be upon him, practiced. Imam Bukhari, in his book, Hadith number 676, 5363 and 6039, reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related, "Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, helped his household with their house tasks and chores. As soon as the prayers is called, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, left the house and headed to the masjid immediately." Ibn Hajar, in his book of the interpretation of Sahih Bukhari, volume 2, page 163, commented on this hadith as follows: "This attitude of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, reflects a great humility and parting with all types of arrogance. It also reflects the importance of a husband to his family members, with their house and help in their household and their menial tasks without any complaint." Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was the kindest man ever, the most generous man ever, yet he was an ordinary man, but he had a smile on his face most of the times. Such was the character of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. He treated his family members in the best manner, and he set the best example for us to follow throughout the life. Every Muslim is urged and encouraged to follow the pattern of Allah's Messenger in every aspect of his life, private and public. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more on the glimpses of the life of the Prophet in his own home and with his own blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Mr. Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.